Ollie, Northwest Derby on Saturday night, one that hopefully everyone will be looking forward to and get out in their numbers to support Harps.
Yeah, certainly, you know, as I said earlier on, it's kind of now or never, to put it that way to you. I think the last big game of this importance, although they're all important, I feel like, was a home game about 6 weeks ago against Galway, where the supporters did come out. We didn't perform, and to be fair to Galway, they ran out worthy winners. I think a lot of people went away from that game and thought, no, we haven't improved, to put it that way to you. And then we go down to Limerick maybe against the odds and get a serious result down there to keep us in the battle against relegation. But on Saturday night, you know, we are in the top division. We are playing a full-time serious club as in Sligo Rovers. And if ever there was a day to get behind us, I think Saturday is that day, Dermot.
Yeah, because if Harps are to win on Saturday night, Sligo Rovers will be in deep, deep trouble. 5 points behind Harps then at that stage, Ollie.
Yeah, but if Sligo were to win, it's us that are in the deep, deep trouble with maybe the running that we have. I mean, as I said, we go away to Tallaght against Shamrock Rovers the following week. We're home against Dundalk and away to Derry. So you're playing three of the top four, two of them away from home after you play Sligo. So our running is more difficult than Sligo. So, you know, would we take a pint on Saturday? We would, absolutely, Dermot. We, you know, we take them with open arms and see, can we stay in this battle till we play Bowes on the last Friday of the season?
Yeah. Tell me, a lot has been made of the suspensions going into this game. Harps are going to be without two key players. They're going to be down four, Ollie. That's certainly going to be a factor.
Yeah, it's probably, you know, not as big a factor, to be fair, to Sligo and Joe Little at the moment, that the Joe has strengthened numbers-wise and quality-wise. You know, he was quite dependent before the window on a lot of the 19s, as we were and are. You know, he's taken in Vinnie Tharty, he's taken in a young McDonough lad, who's a smashing player, taking in the McCabe lad from Scotland that is as good as anything in the league. Greg Morehouse has done his damage before. He took him in from Glenavon. So he's taken in, you know, serious quality. And the Aaron kids, to put it that way to you, they have a lot to offer. So probably his suspensions, while he'll be disappointed, I'm sure, probably won't affect him as much as it might have had before the window opened. But I think he's strengthened very wisely. And you can see the run they're on. They haven't been beaten in the league in months, to their credit. I know they've drawn a lot of the games, but, you know, I saw them draw against Dundalk and probably and possibly could have won it. And Dundalk haven't conceded a goal since, and I don't think I've dropped a pint since. Yeah. But I might stand corrected on that. So they are probably in a thoughts position, but we would like to try and keep them in that thoughts position, to put it that way too.
Yeah, because they're one of only, well, probably the only side that have beaten Cork City this season. I'm not sure of Cork.
Bowes have beaten them down there, in fairness to Bowes. Yeah. They beat them a couple of weeks earlier, but they I think people misinterpret the fact that they haven't accumulated a huge amount of points recently. They haven't lost a game in the league in over 2 months, and I'm talking about playing your Dundalks, your Corks. You know, they're a decent side that have strengthened, and I think are a proper side again now.
Yeah. Well, tell me, you do have suspensions and injury problems as well, Ollie, but, you know, hopefully you do have options there to come in.
Yeah, we do. Maybe not as many options as we would like to have, but we can't have it everywhere, to put it that way to you. You know, we have a number out injured, we have a number out suspended, and that's part of it. You know, so has Sligo. Well, I don't know what they've injured. I don't think anyone injured, but the four out suspended. So we can't have it all our own way. I mean, we played Shamrock Rovers here at the first game after the break. We had four out, they had four out, and it was still a decent game. You know what I mean? Like, so if it's, we won't be using that as an excuse, and I'm sure Joe Little won't be using that as an excuse either, whatever happens.
Yeah. Right, okay. Well, you're going into this game after that great win down in Limerick, and that has really given everybody a lift, Ollie, yourself included, because you were speaking highly of the performance of your players that night when you won the game with 10 men.
Yeah, they showed a lot of commitment. You know, probably the first goal is massive. You know, it might be huge on Saturday night as well, but when we got it, despite the fact we had a man sent off and conceded a penalty, we had something to hold on to. And to be fair to them, they stood up that night, but maybe didn't stand up an inch of core a couple of weeks earlier. And we've got to get the same effort and you know, endeavour on Saturday night if we have any chance of getting into the Sligo, to put it that way.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're hoping for a big crowd, but one man that won't be there on Saturday night, you mentioned them in the press conference as well, you pay tribute to that we lost Dennis O'Neill during the week, a proud Finn Harp supporter for so many years.
Yeah, look, Dennis will be a huge loss to us. Don't mind his family. Look, you know, we paid our respects, and probably fitting that we were, you know, we were there on Sunday morning when the removal went to the church in Stranraer. He'll be a huge loss to us. I mean, a man that spoke his mind, good, bad, and indifferent. And you know, we hope that his family will be there back supporting us, and maybe give a little bit of support back to them against Sligo on Saturday night, Dermot.